everyone. Welcome to my podcast. Today I want to touch base on grief. And the reason I want to do that is because we lost somebody special, important in our community. And I don't want to touch base on it to bring light to it, to not bring any happiness to it, because it's harsh. Grief is harsh. Grief is painful. It doesn't make sense. The loss of a loved one, that's what I mean. It doesn't make sense. It's harsh. There's no real beauty to it. And I wanted to talk about my personal grief and how I've been grieving my brother, so that those who are going through it at the moment don't feel so alone in your grief. You're not alone. And I just wanted to speak more in depth on what it is and almost how to maneuver it and how I maneuvered the passing of my brother. Let's start off with, if you are angry, if you are sad, if you feel guilt, if you feel depressed, whatever feeling it is that you feel at the moment, I just want to say, it's normal. It's okay. And do not be hard on yourself. And not only that, but do not let anyone else tell you how you're allowed to grieve. Don't let anybody else sit there and tell you you're not allowed to be mad. And I only say that because when my brother passed away, oh, I was angry. And not angry, like, out loud, but inside. I'm personally not an angry person at all. I don't really know how to manage madness. Great. Like, anger is not one of my... Like, I don't know how to manage it. Like, if I'm going to be anything, it'd probably be sad. But anger? Never. But when my brother died, oh, I was angry. Anger was definitely one of them, because I did not understand how could my brother pass away. It was probably one of the worst, actually the worst thing that I've ever been through, was that. Watching my brother take his last breath, that was painful. I think my literal soul left my body that day. Did it return? I'm kidding. It returned, but it definitely left for at least that day. But I just wanted to say, if you're listening to this and you're going through grief right this moment, feel your feelings. The most important thing is to allow yourself to feel. Because if you don't feel, you're not letting those feelings flow through your body and release them. And not that when you release them, they're not going to come back, because grief is something that you are going through constantly. And don't let that scare you. Don't let the idea of me telling you that it's a constant thing scare you, because although there really isn't beauty to losing a loved one, the ability to grieve this person is, in a way, you can look at it as something beautiful, because you are able to grieve them because you love them. And nothing is beautiful about this person being gone. Nothing at all. Zero. But because we are going through it, it is okay to think to yourself, at least I love this person. And that is why I feel sadness. And that is why I feel anger. And that is why I feel all of these emotions, because I had love for this person. Because I appreciated this person. And not only that, because this person was an amazing human and they deserve to be here. So all of the feelings that you are feeling, they're so valid. They are okay to feel. If you are confused and you don't understand, it's okay. Don't try to understand. Don't try to make it make sense. Because guess what? It will never make sense. even when you try to put like puzzle pieces together, there is something about losing someone so dear to you that will never actually click in your brain, because it has not clicked in mine. And when I say that grief does not end, it's because for me, I think about my brother all the time, every day. I remember him every day. And there are days where they're hard. I have hard days, and it's been 2 years. I have really hard days where it's like, damn, I miss him so bad, and I wish that he was here. And it hurts, it aches, it feels like the day that I lost him. That pain does not go away. But that's okay, because that means that you're not forgetting this person. And for me, at least, that was like the scariest feeling, because I thought that I was going to forget my brother, and I didn't want to forget him. So sometimes I would cry because of that, because I was like so scared that as the days went by, the further I got away from the last time I saw him, I thought that I was going to literally forget everything about him. And that terrified me. And that's why when I do remember him and it does ache and it does hurt, I remind myself, at least I have not forgotten him. And that means that I had love for him, and I still do. And even though he's not here with me, I know that he is here with me every day. Like, he's not here physically, but I know that he's here, and that he will always be here in my heart. He will always live in my heart. And don't ever be afraid to talk about your loved one. Talk about them with people, random people. People don't know. Just talk about them. Keep their memories alive. Any chance that I have to talk about my brother, I will talk about him. He loved horses. So if someone's talking about horses, I will bring it up. My brother loved horses. And then maybe I'll show them the picture of my brother riding a horse, because I'm keeping his memory alive. And it's not about people, like, wanting people to feel pity. No, I want his legacy. I want him to keep living. And the way I do that is by speaking about him, because he was beautiful and he was amazing and he deserves to be spoken about. So if you lost somebody dear to you and they were so special, talk about how special they were. Talk about how amazing they were. Talk about their smile. Talk about what they like to do. Talk about anything about them. Just keep them alive in your memory and in other people's memories. Because if you talk so highly about this person, people are not going to forget. They'll remember. When they see a horse, they'll remember, her brother liked to ride horses. Hey, maybe they won't remember, but at least I tell myself that they will. Because at least he's living in my mind, and I'm allowed to express that. And do not be afraid to express your feelings at any time. When someone passes away, I think that is the worst pain a human can possibly ever experience. Like, the aching of the heart, wow, that is a pain. That is deep. It cuts very, very, very deep into your soul, into your heart. Like, it's just like the deepest pain ever, and it's something that I will never understand. And something that really helped me accept it, I guess, because it feels really unreal until this day. Sometimes I look at photos of my brother and I think, like, that was my brother and he's no longer here, and that makes my stomach like flip. It does like 13 jumping jacks, and then I'm gonna throw up. Okay, I'm kidding, I'm being dramatic. No, but seriously though, it's just like not a good feeling. It's like, what? And then I just like stare at it and I'm like, is that real? Like, he was my brother, like, he was here. Like, I don't know, something about someone being here 1 second and then not being here the next second is so beyond me. It's insane. Like, my brain can never make it equal anything. Like, 2 + 2 does not equal 4 in this equation, because it does not make any sense. So I totally understand. It makes no sense, zero. Like, don't even try to make it make sense, because you're gonna go in like loops. It's like you're doing algebra, maybe worse, geometry. Like, it's bad. It doesn't make sense. It makes absolutely zero negative sense. Like, it will never make sense. But something that did help me accept it, and lately I've been, when I think about it and, you know, I start to cry and it hurts so bad, I almost try to tell myself, like, you know, it's real. So I allow myself to understand that it's real. You know, it happened, it's real, because for the longest time, it did not feel real to me. I think I'm starting to feel like it's real now, and it's been 2 years. Like, it takes time. It takes time to even come down and just be like, yep, they're gone. And I think accepting it is even harsher, because you're finally, like, coming down to earth and accepting that this person is no longer here. And that part is very hard, because you're coming to reality. You're coming to reality. Like, they're not here, and that really hurts. But the way that I got there, in a way, I'm very big on that phrase. I think I've said this in one of my last podcasts. I do not like when people tell me everything happens for a reason. I do think that some things might happen for a reason, but I do not like to think that my brother died for a reason, because that makes me angry. And I will do anything to protect myself. So if something does not feel right to me, if something doesn't sit well with me in my spirit, then I will just simply not believe in it. And simply just, it doesn't sit well with me, so I'm not going to believe in that phrase. If that is something that makes you feel well, you should 100% tell yourself that. If you think that telling yourself everything happens for a reason will make you feel better and will make you get through it, or help you, I would say, not make you, then by all means, you're allowed to tell yourself that. This is about you. This is about what makes you feel good. This is about what is going to uplift you. This is about what's going to help you get through this hard moment. So if that phrase makes you and helps you get through this moment, by all means, tell yourself that. Personally, for me, that just made me so angry. I just wanted to roll my eyes through the back of my head when people used to tell me that. And when they still do, because if I talk about it, they're like, you know, everything. Immediately, stop talking. Okay? Like, I actually did not want to talk about this anymore, because I don't want to hear that. And, you know, I'm not disrespectful, so I let people talk. But just because someone says something does not mean that you have to feel that way about that certain thing. So for me, in particular, I would tell myself that is simply just life, because that's what felt good to me. I did not want to put a reason to it, because trying to make a reason out of it was making me go crazy, because I was trying to figure out in my head what could possibly be the reason for my brother to die. You know, and that just did not make sense. Like, there's no beauty to death. Like, it's harsh, it's raw, it's ugly. Like, there's nothing, like, amazing about it. Like, come on, you know? So I just personally, I did not want to bring beauty into that. Like, no, it's dark. It is what it is. Like, there's no point of trying to bring light around it. So I went the harsher way. Like, it's life, because that makes sense. That made sense to me. I'm a person who likes to ask why. And if I don't have a why, I'm going to go crazy. So in order for me to minimize that craziness, I simpled it down and told myself, it is simply just life. People die every day. It was simply just our turn that day. It was our turn to scream. It was our turn to cry. It was our turn to be sad. It was our turn to grieve. And that was that. That's what made sense to me. Because trying to make it make sense was driving me crazy. So if you are a person like me and you like to ask why about everything, and the phrase everything happens for a reason does not sit well with your spirit, then that's okay. You do not need to believe that. And if someone comes and tells you that, you have boundaries. You're allowed to say, please don't say that. Or you can just let them say it and carry on with your day, and just know that you know what feels right to you. So if that didn't feel right to you, you can just disregard it and reassure yourself and tell yourself, that's not how I feel about the situation. I believe that it happened because it's life. And it's life. Life is ugly sometimes. It's not cute sometimes. Is there a reason to it? No. I think that sometimes bad things just happen. Bad things just happen, and we as humans have to deal with it. And that's the truth of it. And that's what made me not feel at ease, because there's no ease about this, but that's just what made me less questionable. Like, it made me feel like, okay, this makes more sense, because it sat better with my spirit. It sat better with me. It made me feel calmer. It made me feel like, okay, like, it's just life. It's okay. People go through this every day. And it almost feels like that day will never, ever reach you, but then it does. And now you're like, wow. You can never understand grief. You can never understand the way someone feels when they lose someone so dear till you literally go through it. Like, you can try to imagine it. You can try to imagine someone's pain. You can try to imagine the way someone felt about the way they lost their brother or the way they lost their mom. You cannot possibly understand the depth of it until you yourself are in that position. Because I feel like the loss of someone so dear is so unique that the human mind cannot possibly imagine that. You can imagine it to a certain extent, but you really cannot imagine the agony that you feel in your soul when you lose this special person. Because it's agony. Like, there's just this hole, this pain, this ball, and you're trying to get it out, and it's just there. Yeah. That is something that you cannot possibly imagine. You have to live through it. And I'm so sorry for anyone who has felt that pain. I feel you. I've been there. And you're gonna get through it. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it'll get easier, but in a way, it gets easier in a way, but in a way, like, the pain is still there, if that makes any sense. Like, as the days go by, I think it gets worse before it gets better, though. Like, it's gonna get worse and worse, and you're gonna be angry, and, like, maybe the anger will grow and grow and grow, and then one day, you won't feel so angry. But you also have to work towards that. You can't, like, just let yourself be angry forever, you know? You also don't want to carry that anger, because your loved one does not want you to feel that way forever. Feel it out till you feel ready not to feel it out. Because I felt angry for about a year. And then I was like, okay, like, this is not healthy for me. And my brother would have never wanted me to be so angry and angry in the sense inside of me, because I was never angry to anybody. It was just, like, inside of me, in my head, I was so angry, and it was just like, it wasn't me. I'm not an angry person. Like, anger is not one of my biggest emotions. Like, sadness, yes, but anger was different for me, so I didn't even know how to manage it, really. It was just like, ugh, and I didn't know what to do. But just feel your feelings out, and just take your time. If you need your world to stop, stop it. Stop your world, because you're never going to have this moment ever again. Like, I wish that I laid in bed for 3 months depressed when my brother died. I didn't, though. But sometimes I wish I did. I just think back, and I felt like I had to be so strong for everybody that I did not give myself the time to just lay down and just let me be. So if you feel like you need to be that person, be that person. You know, just, I know that it's definitely hard, and I think the reason I didn't do it because, you know, I have my family. I didn't want them, I love them so much, and I feel like I'm such a people pleaser. Like, I want everybody to be okay, so if I fell apart, everybody else almost would fall apart too. So I felt like I had to be, you know, strong, because now I'm the eldest, so I had to be strong for my siblings. But if you have the opportunity to just stay still, and just don't breathe, like, just stay there and just feel it out. If you need the world to stop, stop your world, because the world will not stop for you. But if you need your world to stop, stop it, because you will never get that moment again. Because now it's like 2 years later, and if I try to lay on my bed for 3 months, they're gonna be like, girl, your brother died 2 years ago, get it together. You know, like, people don't understand that. So just do it right now. And, you know, things will get better. And just remember that there's nothing beautiful about losing somebody so dear, but try to think about grief as love. You love that person so much that you're able to grieve them, and you're able to remember them every single day. And that's how I carry myself. And I hope you guys have a beautiful day. And that's all I got for today.